Wiggy utilizing one more flex day today before we get to football season. So he will be back tomorrow morning. It appears that our pal Rob Ninkovich, listening to the radio show while enjoying a breakfast burrito this morning, and it's called, how is it?
It's terrific, actually. And I'm having a peach tea with honey. It's amazing.
Lovely.
Now, the breakfast burrito, where'd you get it?
So there's in Mendon. I work out at this place called Barbell 88. It's a great spot. And in Mendon, they have this little tea shop. And they have really great breakfast. And it is, hold on, it's called Serenity. Get that? Serenity?
Very nice.
Yes. In Mendon, very good spot.
Yeah. Oftentimes, I feel like the breakfast burrito, if there's too much burrito, if there's too much wrap.
It's the corners. Too much in the corners of all wrap. You need to make sure that that's full of eggs.
Spot on. Spot on. Yes. It could be so good, but it could also be so bad.
Yeah. It should just be a vessel.
Merely a vessel.
It could be a throw out the window, but not at Serenity.
I have a free business idea for Serenity.
Yes.
If you want fast delivery, you can order Serenity now.
Oh, yes, you could. Good reference.
Thank you.
Or it could be a massage parlor. Okay.
Listen. I know you have an opinion on this.
Yes.
Some of the national folks say this is a playoff team. Take the over. Some of the locals say they're going to stink. Where are you currently on this New England Patriots team?
I'd say I'm a realist, and I like to look at things as a former football player. And the schedule, so this is a good thing. The schedule is pretty weak for them. They're not going to be playing a crazy strength of schedule. I think the start of the season, they could start fast. You know, you're playing Vegas, which right now, you know, what are they going to look like? I don't know. Like, what's their identity? They're going to try and run the ball, right? They got a great running back, so you got to stop the run. You could come out here and you could start fast, and you could get a pretty good run going in the first four games. So I'm not thinking 10 wins. I'm not saying they're going to win 10, but I also think that 8.5, like, they could be at like 9. It sounds good. 9 sounds good.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Now, that's fair. And they had 4 wins last year. They spent a lot of money in the offseason. And I'm going to just give 3 things that, from my perspective, are going to be make or break for this team this year.
Okay.
Number one is going to be the offensive line. So it doesn't matter who you are. If you're Tom Brady behind a bad offensive line, it's going to be tough. So Drake May going into his second year with a great offensive coordinator. We know Josh is great. They got to protect the quarterback. That's so big. And not only, you know, I know Campbell's great and he's nasty and he plays hard, but he is a rookie. He's a rookie. So he's going to be going against, you know, one of the best pass rushers in the league in week one. He knows that challenge is coming, right? So he's going against Max Crosby.
Nasty.
It's going to be nasty, nasty. I'm going to protect my quarterback. So health of the offensive line, right? You went out and you got Moses. He's got to stay healthy. Campbell's got to be great. He's got to be nasty. And the offensive line has to do amazing, okay? Number two is going to be the receivers beyond Diggs. Now, Diggs is coming off the ACL. We don't know where he's going to be at start of the season. Who else can be the guy that is going to separate and going to make plays? Like, you're going to have a number two that's reliable and can go make plays. So of the receivers, who's going to be the star? Like, that's going to be such a big factor in 2025, who's going to be the receivers. And my third and most important thing is defense is all built on pressure. Who's going to get to the quarterback? Like, we need a pass rusher that can get pressure on the ball. I hope the corners are great. I think they're going to be great. but you also have to marriage your coverage with your rush. So if that is a good marriage and they can get to the quarterback with some great coverage, their defense is going to be so much better, because last year they struggled at getting to the quarterback. And then the last, I know that's three, but the wild card here that nobody talks about, the wild card is going to be the quarterback taking care of himself. He started 11 games last year. He only finished 9. He was knocked out with 2 concussions. So he can't take extra contact. He cannot put his head down and try and gain an extra 2 yards and get hit in the head again, because that'll be, you know, 3 concussions in a year. So he has to make sure he takes care of himself. Get out of bounds. Don't try and get the extra yard. Get down. Save yourself for the next play.
Wait, that's Rob, it. Wasn't that's the only take. Game he missed with a concussion the second half of the Jets game, right? The other game he came out early was the Bills game, because he played like the first series and they got sacked and 3 and outed.
I think he had 2, but that's just from me watching the game.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit the ground and you come up and then you get off, you go off and you don't come back, it's usually...
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually that.
Yeah. Rob, I'm always fascinated with the business side of the league, and as a former player, cut day, like what is this day like for players? The anxiety that must be just riddled throughout everybody.
Courtney has a lot of anxiety.
Well, I think we're looking at it from the outside, and we're just waiting to see who's getting cuts, but this is changing guys' complete lives.
You're feeling for Bailey Zappi this morning. Yeah. I know you are.
Tommy DeVito.
Yes.
I mean, it sucks. It's terrible. I always thought, you know, when you're a young player, you always think, okay, I'll have another opportunity. But it's as you get older, and if it's your second or third opportunity, that's when it's really hard to digest, because you'll see guys that have potentially been on 3 different teams in 3 years, but they never really made a team. So you never really make that much money. You know, if you're on a team all off season, and then you go through the whole off season program, and then you get onto a team, and then you go through the preseason, and then you get cut, and then you're hoping to get on practice squad, you're not making anything. So there's guys that potentially, you know, go from a team that don't get on a practice squad, they maybe go a couple weeks on practice squad, then they get cut, then they come and they get on a team for the off season, then they go through a full off season, and then that same thing happens again. So I feel for the guys that have been on 3 or 4 different teams and they're in their 3rd or 4th year, but they've never played in any games, so they have no credited seasons, they have no pension credits, they have nothing, and they really don't have any money to show for it. Those are the guys that I feel for.
When it comes to the optimism about this team this season, how much of that is the Vrabel factor? Because we were all accused of ball washing him this morning. But how much of that is Mike Vrabel and what he brings?
I think everyone has it's human nature, right? You're attracted to the fact that he was here when they were winning and won the Super Bowls and, you know, has that connection with the old Patriots. But, you know, just realistically, they have to create their own new chapter, their own Patriots. And, you know, Vrabel, I think he's going to be great. Everything he's doing, he looks like he loves, I know he loves football. So he's got the pads on and he's out there with the guys and he's taking shots to the chest and he's loving it and he's smiling, you know, like that's the passion. Like, he loves football, and that for him to dedicate his life to the game. And yeah, when you're a coach, you're, you know, long days, sleepless nights, you're, you know, dealing with the media and you're dealing with being here, trying to replicate what they did in the 2000s, the early 2000s, you know, you have to have a love for the game. So I think that the Greg Hill calls it ball washing.
Yeah.
I think it's appropriate because of what Vrabel has done here in his career. And, you know, I think he's going to hopefully do a great job, but at the end of the day, it comes down to the players executing at a high level. And, you know, Vrabel's already, he's never going to make another tackle. He's never going to hit the quarterback ever again. You know, he's going to be out there coaching guys to help them get to the quarterback or help them make plays. So, you know, hopefully with all that experience in his coaching career and coaching experience, he can get this team to play at a high level, which will replicate what they were when we were winning a lot of football games.
I'm very grateful that we have been engaging in appropriate ball washing, because I would not want to do inappropriate ball washing.
We need another statue.
We just need another statue. Who's the next statue going up? What do you think?
After the comments to Bolin, I don't think it'll be Bill anytime
soon.
Probably not going to be Bill, unfortunately.
It has to be.
We need a Greg Hill statue. Yes. A Greg Hill statue.
Yes.
Right in front of the radio studio. Right.
Yep.
Dirty glasses and all.
Yeah, right. Small head.
Short arms, deep pockets, and a small head.
And one chin. Just one chin.
And those Gucci shoes. But Nick, you have a better experience and understanding than anybody about teams that have a culture and teams that don't. Could you just, when you got to the Patriots, what was it like in that run-up to get to that Super Bowl? How do you create a winning culture from a team that's been losing?
Accountability. Being accountable for your actions on what you do on the field, off the field. You know, I've been on teams where there was no accountability, and there were guys that didn't really care. They didn't have, like what I talked about Vrabel, having passion and love for the game. Because when you love the game, you take care of everything that you need to take care of. You take care of yourself off the field. You take care of the stuff that you need to in the practice field and film study. And then when you get on the field, you take care of business. And I think when you're accountable and you have a group of guys that are like-minded with that accountability to understanding, I'm going to do what I need to do, and the guy next to me is going to do the same exact thing, and then together we got each other's backs. I think that's what you're trying to build, a culture of accountability.
Well, we'll let you get back to your breakfast burrito, but you know you are always welcome on this radio show. You're missing your call. You need to be back on television or on the radio full time. I know you're collecting cars and you're parenting and all that stuff, but we need you on a regular basis.
I mean, I'll get on. You know, the thing is when there's always sacrifices when you do anything. And, you know, for me, when I sacrificed my body and mind, I did it for the family. So now I'm trying to give it all I got for the family to make sure I'm around, you know, taking care of my kids. I'm coaching my kids every Sunday, because we never know when our last day is, right?
That's true.
You just got to make sure you make them count. So, but I would love to come on the show more if you'll have me.
Yes.
You know, I'll jump on the show. We'll have a good time. I'll take anytime Wiggy takes a day off, I'll jump on for Wiggy.
Awesome.
Okay?
All right, that sounds great. Maybe one week we'll get you picking against Shime. Maybe one of these weeks.
Yeah, and Nink, I know you won't rip the place, but I'm watching Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN talk about how to build a winning team, and you're not there. And I just find that to be great.
Does he have any? Does he have any hair left? Because remember how he used to pull his hair when he was with the Jets? Just pull his hair out.
The next thing they're going to do is
Darrell Revis was holding out again.
The next thing they're going to do is bring in Marv Levy on how to win a Super Bowl.
Well, I don't watch that program much.
Yeah, neither do
Let's
I.
Just how put many, it that way.
How many wins does Bill Belichick get this season?
Ooh. Hold on, we're losing connection.
Still afraid?
I haven't seen the schedule. I know TCU. I don't think they're going to win week one. Let's just put it that way. I think week one's going to be rough. Okay.
How about that Hulu promo, though? I mean, if that didn't get the juices flowing.
Oh, man. Yeah. I want to just forge a birth certificate or something. Go back to college. It'd be great.
All right, Robert. Great to talk to you, bud. We'll see you soon.
All right. See you guys.
Okay. Rob Ninkovich. Excellent.
He's awesome.
Unbelievable.
He's got the over, sounds like to me.
Maybe nine.
Not starting the season 0-5. So nine wins for this team.
And the one thing I do think Vrabel has, and I obviously Ninko would know far better than me, is that he has the credibility with everybody in the football operation. Like, you can't question his bona fides as a player.
Right.
You can't question how he is as a coach. You can't question his ability to relate to guys, because he's, you know, it's a coach of the year with the Tennessee Titans. He's kind of perfectly
molded.
Well,
then that argument comes up too. Like somebody in the Twitch chat was like, Mike Vrabel as a coach won a Super Bowl. Oh wait, he didn't. I mean, I mean, he was.
It's like, okay.
He got them to the championship game. I mean,
who did you want the Patriots to hire? Like, he was without a doubt a no-brainer to me.
Yes.
That if he was available, you bring in Mike Vrabel to be the coach of the team.
Came in here and beat Bill in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Tom.
Yep.
Yeah. And Tom Brady.
Right.
We are lucky to have him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox take the first against the Orioles. 4-3 was the final from Baltimore after being down 3-1 by the bottom of the third. Brennan Bernardino went an inning in his start. He struck out two. Roman Anthony had a homer in this one, while Jaron Duran had a three-run homer to get the win. Alex Cora talked about managing the game with an opener as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
It's a tough game to manage, to be honest with you. We look up, it was six innings, three runs. So Fitzy did an outstanding job, Bernie did too. Mats was huge, and Whitlock, you know, after the double, that was amazing, and Chappie finished it off.
Don't let summer slip away. Hurry into the Nissan End of Summer Sales event to get your new ride. Visit your local store at NissanUSA.com today. Another one in Baltimore tonight. First pitch at 6:35 with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the NFL, where Terry McLaurin is staying put in Washington, the two agreeing on a three-year contract extension worth up to $96 million. And Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals have agreed to a one-year deal, making Hendrickson one of the NFL's highest-paid defenders for 2025, with a $14 million raise to get him to $30 million. It's a big day for Mike Vrabel. He has to cut the roster down to 53 by 4 p.m. today. And step up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor trusted by Rob Ninkovich and Wes Welker. Go change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation, 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got your Hill Notes.